Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, when you hear Ozzy, the Prince of Darkness, you only think of one man, Neil Greenberg. That's right. Our buddy Neil Greenberg joins the program every Wednesday at 11 for his weekly podcast. What up, Greenberg? How you doing, dude?
I'm doing super. How are you guys doing?
We are good, dude.
So if Ozzy, the Prince of Darkness, what are you, Neil?
I guess I'm like the minion of darkness spreading his gospel.
All right.
There you go.
Gotcha.
That sounds intense. Greenberg is also a sports writer and stats geek, not nerd, for the Washington Post.
On the side.
He's got science for any occasion. You can follow Greenberg at @ngreenberg, and he joins us kindly via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. All right, dude. You put out a hell of a tease for your appearance today. You said you have a rooting guide for the Commanders and their fans.
Let's go.
Is that for this weekend or going forward? The floor is yours.
Going forward, one of your callers was talking about even though Washington probably doesn't make the playoffs, they would love to play spoiler for Dallas. So I thought that was a great idea. So I kind of ran all the scenarios, and for that scenario to happen, what you want is for Dallas to beat Detroit and at least one of Minnesota and the Chargers, because that would give them above a 50-50 chance to win, to make the playoffs. But then if they lose to Washington, those chances like pretty much evaporate to below 10%. So, like, if that's your rooting guy to kind of derail Dallas at this point, to get them to a point where, you know, they're feeling good about their playoff chances, only to lose it all at the hands of the Commanders, that's what you're hoping for.
All right.
So you want Dallas to win the next two?
Well, no, they're just going to beat Detroit. If they lose to the Chiefs, it doesn't impact them as much. You want them to beat Detroit and at least one of Minnesota and the Chargers.
So Dallas plays this week KC, and then Dallas always gets well-treated, and they get the following Thursday game against the Lions. So
right.
You're saying that Lions is a must-win before they come to Washington for Christmas.
Right, absolutely. Now, if they go 4-4, there's really nothing Washington can do to derail their chances. But, again, you want them to beat Detroit and then root for them in one of the next two games after that.
Well, as Washington goes into this game, they need to be concerned about them, I think, a little bit, Neil. So let me see. What is the thing you need to see for them to go out there and start winning a game?
Well, they got to get healthy. I don't think I'm breaking any ground there. And they just have to figure out. I don't want to say they have to figure everything out, but they need everything to work at the same time, right? Like, we've seen the defense do well. Offense let them down. We've seen it vice versa. You know, they just need a game where everything works. Because right now, at least from what I'm hearing on your show especially, fans don't have a lot of confidence in this team, right? So much so, they don't even want Jaden Daniels playing if he's healthy, right? Like, they're saying it's not even worth it. Like, just box him up, bubble wrap him, put him on the shelf, and wait till next year. So they just need they need a solid defensive game, which we've seen. They need obviously to put points on the board. Playing against Denver is not going to be easy by any stretch. But they just need to gain some confidence. They need confidence not of the fans, but of themselves. I would have to expect that you lost six straight. I mean, your confidence is going to be low no matter what. But just put some good football, strings together. Get some good drives. Stop Denver from doing what they want to do. You're a huge underdog in this game. Just come out and just show people like what a glimpse of what they were expecting the whole season, right? I mean, we haven't seen any of that from this team. And again, I mean, the fan base has really soured on it.
And how important is that them to start showing that with Jaden at the helm? Because this is what – Washington is it's a weird place to me. Everybody don't want Jaden to play. But if they get on a streak, a great stretch going without Jaden, all I see now is they're going, and whether we know it, that it wouldn't be a quarterback controversy, but it would damn sure be a controversy. And what would these fans do at that point?
Yeah, I mean, not only that, but it would it would be internal, right? It would be, maybe Mariota should just be left in, and he's been the guy, and what have you. But then we'll also start to get, well, should we have taken Drake May, right? Like, should we have, maybe Daniels wasn't the guy at number two. And it's all revisionist history. I mean, look, Jaden Daniels had a superb season last year. He got hurt this year. His supporting cast got hurt. Like, there's no – you can't – there's nothing to go on in terms of he is or isn't the guy going forward. I mean, you have to give him the benefit of the doubt that he is, and build accordingly and proceed accordingly. You know, Mariota, as I said on the show before, is hugely valuable as a backup quarterback. I don't think there's any franchise in the league that would take Mariota over Jaden Daniels to be the starting quarterback. People just want to feel good about feeling good last year. I think that's, and I've said this before, like last year happening really hurt the club because I think it skewed expectations coming into this year. But people just want to feel good about rooting for this team because it's almost like Lucy and the football, right? They had so many bad years under Snyder. They finally get something good in the 2024 season, and then the football's just yanked away from them this year. There just wasn't enough goodwill built up that they can overcome that quickly.
Yeah. Greenberg, I know you're more of a metal guy. Have you ever heard the Robert Earl Keen song, Feeling Good Again?
I might have, but I wouldn't know it like by...
It speaks to what you're saying. And, I mean, the chorus is, it feels so good feeling good again. And it's just like, when you're down and out, sometimes even if you know it's only a flashpoint, it just would feel good to not lose. And I think that's where Washington is. Like, even if they just get one. That's why I don't view this as I did the Detroit and the Seattle games when they had explosive offenses and Washington's defense was performing so badly. I really just didn't think they had a chance in those games. I don't view Denver through that same prism. I thought Washington was going to beat Miami, and I think you could pretty
they should have.
You could easily argue they should have, and they didn't. So, no points for second place. But Denver, to me, doesn't have the explosive offense that really freaks out Washington. But I look at Minnesota and New York as very winnable games, and that the goal for this team is like, see if you can go 2-1 over the next three and just change a bit of the conversation here.
Totally.
Yeah, and they would have beaten what people think to be good teams, right? I don't personally think Denver's as good as their record says, but the defense is really good. Beating the Giants would be good. And look, there's no hope. It doesn't feel like there's any hope for this franchise right now, right? Like, we know there's hope for the future. We know they're going to get healthy and things are going to change, et cetera. But right now, there's not a lot of hope in the fan base. I mean, I hear that on the callers, not just to your show, but all shows on the station. And, you know, like you said, winning games is the quickest way to reinstill hope, right? Like, if for whatever reason Jaden Daniels came back in the Giants game, and I'm just picking game out of the hat, and, you know, the Commanders won 40-14, like, the parade routes would open up, and we'd be talking about next year, and who should we get, who should we keep, and that sort of stuff. And, you know, it only takes a game or two to reignite this fan base because of what happened last year. But, you know, you got to start with getting healthy and making stops on defense and putting it all together. Like I said, I mean, there's been good offensive games. There's been good defensive games. We haven't really seen a good offensive and defensive game in quite a while.
I totally agree with that. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. So, Greenberg, very interesting Sunday in the NFL where the Chiefs pull a rabbit out of a hat and come back to beat the Colts down double digits in the fourth quarter. The Cowboys come back from 21-0 to beat the Eagles. You have maintained for some time your belief in Kansas City, but, like, where are you seeing kind of the upper echelon of teams in the NFL?
I think the Rams are there. Seahawks are there. I do think the Lions, Chiefs, Colts, and Packers are there. And then it starts to get dicey. I mean, Buffalo and Philadelphia, you know, kind of like on the fringe. And, you know, I will say this, like, there's no team that I feel comfortable with saying is the best in the NFL right now. Which is weird at this point of the season, right? Because we've usually had a pretty good idea of who the top teams are. I can give you a group of teams. I can give you a group of teams that I'm fairly comfortable with, and then we can order them. You know, we can argue about how they should be ordered, but there's no dominant team. I mean, Buffalo looked like that, kind of fell off. Philadelphia looked like that, fell off. Patriots are 10-2. I have them 11th in my power rankings. I don't think a lot of people are putting them among the top teams. Same with Denver at 9-2, and, you know, even the Colts went off. You know, they started a fast start as well, but they were never really taken seriously as Super Bowl contenders. You know, even look at the betting markets. I mean, the Rams are the favorite, but they're plus 400. They're 4-1 to win the Super Bowl, which seems like a pretty high number for the favorite at this point. What are we, two-thirds of the season done or somewhere thereabouts? I think it's wide open. This could be a great playoffs too, right? I mean, we could see Kansas City, Buffalo, I think, or, you know, some real heavyweights in the first round that really sets up for a wild playoff.
Who do you think has a better chance of getting in? The Bengals with Burrow back or the Cowboys?
If Burrow is healthy, then I think the Bengals, because, well, they have three really winnable games towards the end of the season. You know, they got to get through Baltimore twice and the Bills. So that's kind of tough. Dallas's schedule, I mean, probably Dallas, because their schedule is a lot easier, right? They do got to play the Chiefs and Detroit, but then they got Minnesota, Chargers, Commanders, Giants. You know, they can go 4-0 to end the season and kind of make it in there. They can beat Detroit, I think, even though they're playing in Detroit. So I think probably Dallas, just because it's schedule, and Burrow's, I think, needs a game or two to get himself back into rhythm, and those games are going to come against two very good teams in the AFC.
And then Dallas' defense seems to be playing a little better, and Cincinnati's defense is not good.
No,
so
not
Burrow
good at
being
all.
Back doesn't sell. They can score 30 and still lose.
Yeah, they are not good. And the offense wasn't even really great with Joe Burrow in those two games that he played. You know, I know that's a small sample, but, you know, Cincinnati had some challenges. Actually, one of my future picks before the season started was Cincinnati to miss the playoffs at plus money, because I just thought that they'd have a tough time. I obviously didn't think Burrow was going to get hurt, but I did think that they were going to have a tougher time this year. So Dallas, look, Dak Prescott has been doing everything. You know, I don't know if he gets enough talk of as like, kind of like an MVP candidate, but we're not talking about Dallas at all if Dak Prescott isn't playing at the level that he's been playing at.
Yeah. Who's your MVP right now? Stafford?
That's a great question. I've been trying to answer that, and I have no real answer. I guess Stafford is probably the guy that I would put at the head of the list, right? Quarterback for the best team in the NFL. That's usually the recipe to win it. But again, if Dallas has a late run here, I really do think that Dak Prescott should get a little more interest to be the MVP. But I think right now it's got to be the Stafford.
If they get a run and Jerry start talking, he's going to win the MVP.
Yeah, I mean, but you're right. I mean, that's just an easy story to latch on to.
Yeah.
Dallas and the run, et cetera. I think the narrative could push that more than anything.
Greenberg, before we let you go, let's talk a little Caps. You'd been saying this for a little while, that it's so jumbled up in the Metro to not worry too much about the standings. Washington had a big win Monday night against Columbus and now gets a big opportunity. I think they play tonight, right? Like that arena will be rocking. Everybody will be hammered. Everybody will be going out before and after the night before Thanksgiving. Where are you at on the Caps? They got really good production, I think, from the defensive side, scoring some goals the other night. How are we feeling? Give me a Capitals temperature check.
I felt fine before. I mean, we talked about it. It was bunched up. They just needed to put a couple wins together. Ovechkin, if Ovechkin emerges, then things go well. Had a hat trick. I mean, the guy is just the epitome of the generational talent. And if he's playing well, Washington has a shot. They got to fix the power play. It looks like they're finally going to be tinkering with that a little bit, trying to iron that out. But I feel fine about their chances. I mean, hockey's a long season, and they have the loser point, and there's just a lot of ways to get momentum in the standings, even if you're not winning, right? As long as you're not losing a ton, you can be pretty competitive. So I feel fine. I think we take it in like 10-game chunks, see where they're at. But right now, they're moving up in the mix. They're in the middle of the Metro. They were at the bottom of the Metro a couple days ago. So that just tells you, how quickly fortunes can change just by putting, three wins together or winning three out of four games.
And then I'm going to switch this around a little bit, Greenberg, just because I know you're a degen with futures in all sports. Who do you like in college football? What action you got floating around?
I like Notre Dame. I actually just wrote about Notre Dame having a better case than Miami to win. I think that the losses early in the season don't matter as much. I know Ohio State is a juggernaut, the favorite, et cetera. But if you're looking for, value and anything can happen and it's one game, et cetera, I do think Notre Dame provides some of that value. Alabama has the name recognition, of course, but I'm not really into them. So I would say, either Indiana or Notre Dame. But I really What's do the like Ohio State. But if I'm looking for value, that's where my money's going.
What's the price on the Irish right now to win it all?
I think you could find 10 to 1.
That's juicy. Wow. Dude, am I crazy? I think the team in college football nobody's talking about. All right, I may be crazy, but this is a separate point. The team that nobody in college football is talking about that is freaking loaded and just plays excellent, excellent defense, Texas Tech, man. Some billionaire took over there and just started.
They play excellent defense against the teams that they normally play, but when they get against some of those powerful teams, they always seem to just falter.
They are. The analytics love Texas Tech. A lot of the analytics have them as a top 10 team. Defense is one of the best in the country, if not one of the top three. The offense is, I think, what's keeping them, holding them back, and also their strength of schedule. But, yeah, I mean, Texas Tech certainly is one of these analytic darlings that even besides them being 10-1, you know, they are grading out really well in defense and special teams, which, you know, let's face it, could easily steal you games, especially in a one-game win-and-you're-in format.
You got any college hoops futures? Did you put anything down?
Not yet. I'm actually building my March Madness models right now. So I don't have anything yet, but I'm going to very shortly because I'm getting that together.
He said after last night, Gonzaga.
Yo, they look damn good last night, dude.
I do like St. John's. I'm like kind of, and this isn't just because I'm from Queens, but I'm very interested in St. John's so far, and also Duke. Like those are the two teams that I'm gravitating towards early. But I'll have a much better answer for you in another week or two.
Did you grow up a big Johnny's fan?
I did. St. John's Redmond. The high school I went to actually had the graduation ceremony at St. John's. I am very familiar with St. John's. I almost went to St. John's because there's no on-campus housing, so they actually give you money to find places to live back then. So it was very tempting to go to St. John's. I college hoops, St. John's, that was my team growing up.
There you have it. All right, Greenberg, appreciate the time, man. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, happy Thanksgiving. Love you guys. I'm thankful for you and all the callers. I really do appreciate being on the show, and I'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate you, brother.
That's our guy, Neil Greenberg. Give him a follow, at N Greenberg, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Coming up at noon, we're going to open these phone lines for Ask B. Mitch Anything, special holiday edition.
Uh-oh.
Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, as we mentioned, JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rude. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part with Rude are the systems are whisper quiet. You don't have any of those noisy interruptions in the middle of the night, just peace of mind. Rude's got the variable speed compressor that ensures humidity control. When you control the humidity, you control the conditions, regardless of the weather outside. You get comfort and performance perfectly balanced. Plus, you can save a bunch of money, man. That's what this is all about. cash, you can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right. In charge of the AAA poll questions of the day. And frankly, I don't think this is much of a question because the answer is all of it. The B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll question of the day. How many NFL games will you watch on Thanksgiving? There's now three games.
I'm watching all three.
There's 12:30, 4:30, 8 o'clock.
Well, I'm not going to watch all of none of them, but I'm going to watch a piece of all of them.
I agree with
because
that.
Because I'm not going to be sitting still. I'm going to be doing stuff, moving.
You're going to have that, the grandbabies climbing all over is what you're going to have.
Well, you know, I could just put a bike in front of him and give her like an iPad or something and have Bluey on there. I'm good.
Shout out to Bluey. Bluey's good.
Bluey.
Have you watched Bluey yet?
Yeah, I watched Bluey.
Bluey's funny, dude.
Bluey and Miss Riri.
Bluey is by far the best kid show.
Hey.
Have you enjoyed it? Have you laughed at it?
No, I don't really enjoy it. I just like the fact that it keeps her still.
Trying to explain Bluey to those that have not seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family of Australian dogs that talk and go to work.
Yeah.
It's a hard explanation.
But it's a little weird.
When you've seen Bluey, you enjoy it. All right, the AAA poll today is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA. Plus, exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. All right. So the question, relatively simple. How many NFL games will you watch on Thanksgiving? One, two, or three? I'm going to vote for three.
Me too.
65% of people have voted for three. 20% say two. 14% say one. The real debate here, what constitutes watching the game?
Yeah, that's the thing.
You got sitting down and like locking in.
You have to watch the whole. But like the thing about, I never sit down. I'm walking back and forth and looking here and looking there. Got it on, and then outside is when I'm normally cooking. I have the radio on. You're doing something.
So, my Thanksgiving, I will be at my in-laws. I will be at Lou and Joyce's house.
So you're gonna find a way to lie and say you got something to do and be watching the game like you did last time.
Yeah, what I like to do. I don't know if I'm going to be the godfather, but I know my wife is about to be her godmother. The youngest baby now of all the cousins, of all the grandkids that will be at my in-laws, which is just an astonishing amount of kids running around and screaming. Hopefully the weather's all right and they can go outside. Otherwise it gets way too loud. But anyway.
Old ass man.
Well, dog, I like to hold the baby because – generally, now, if she starts crying.
So, in other words, you hold the baby so you don't have to do anything.
I just chill and hold the baby and watch football.
So somebody hearing that right now, you won't be holding the baby.
I'm still helping.
No, you're not.
Somebody got to hold the baby. Let me hold the baby.
I need you to carry out trash and do something
that's
else.
That's one of the few things I do at my in-laws. I'm good. I'm on trash duty.
All right.
Let's be real about what I'm bringing to the table. Just about nothing. I'm not going to cook anything.
Yeah, I got a call from Scotty yesterday. Scotty texted me.
Wild card Scotty?
When you were talking about cooking, Scotty said, this dude really can't cook, right? So he said, you're horrible, is what he said.
I do not consider myself much of a cook. I can grill steaks. I can grill cheeseburgers, hot dogs. I can cook a little salmon. Mm-hmm. Chicken thighs I can do. I know how to steam vegetables. I can bake a potato.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a long list. I can make good breakfast potatoes.
Give Hugh your baked beans recipe.
Maybe I should make baked beans for tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what also will piss my mother-in-law off? I've done this before. She has a plan. Like, things are planned.
Uh-huh.
Different daughters are bringing different foods. There's appetizers. Everything's planned.
So you just bring some?
Sometimes I just roll in with a bunch of chips. I just hit Harris Teeter, and I'll buy like eight different bags of chips.
And you just get it, whatever. Nobody even eat the flavors that you buy, probably.
No, dude. People love chips, always. And I'm an Utz man, but I'm...
But Thanksgiving, you shouldn't be bringing no damn chips.
Maybe I will. Because then I'll just put the bag on the counter, which also doesn't fly. They need to be in a bowl. So maybe I'll do that just to mess with Joyce tomorrow. Just roll in with eight bags of chips.
You might get shot.
My plan was to bring nice wine.
That always works.
Everybody likes nice wine. She likes Sancerre. I was going to get a bottle of Sancerre and then a nice bottle of red.
She likes cabs?
Well, the Sancerre is like its own white from France. Mm-hmm. She likes cabs and pinots. I was going to maybe get a bottle of The Prisoner.
What's the wine? Remember I told you this wine is a knockoff of Camus, and it's real good.
The Bonanza?
Yeah.
I told you about that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, I didn't.
I did.
No.
I found Bonanza.
Monica told me about Bonanza.
I told Monica then.
No, you did.
I am bananas. Bananas. I am bananas.
Yeah,
I
you
am.
Are bananas. That's the whole thing. The Bonanza is damn good.
It is good.
They are exactly the same.
I had a glass of that yesterday. But then AR went big and did the Stag's Leap, which was fantastic. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to get some nice wine. But like all of the – one thing cool with my in-laws, especially – I don't know if she's going to try to make us all sit down at a table. Like – I vote we don't. It's kind of a disaster, but I'm guessing we will.
You know, man, women like that, man.
Shelby's the oldest of the kids. Shelby's 10. There are then 10 children younger than her.
So Shelby gets to help out grandma.
Yeah, but it's chaos, dude. So
Shelby's going to be the one that say, Dad, you need to just sit down and eat with everybody else.
I will. Brian, I do what I'm told. I think you've learned that about me. but I vote... We just kind of eat wherever. I don't think that's going to pass. But
nah,
that's
you don't want to do that with the kids because all the stuff ends up on the couch.
Well, what they do with the kids, so they have a big counter, and they put all the kids there. And then because there's babies, I mean, there's – I don't know how old – Alicia's youngest is – how does that go? Amelia, Ava, Andy is their youngest, who's probably like 18 months old-ish. Mm-hmm. I should probably know this. I don't. Lila is a baby. Lila's like – 10 months old, 9 mm-hmm. months old, something like that. So she's like, I don't know. We'll see. But those two usually have high chairs, and then all the other kids are in chairs, and it's just pure chaos.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes. But
they might just disinvite you.
Mitch Tischler back from Africa. Wow. Come say hi on Monumental, big man. The games will all be on, right? Like 12:30. I'll probably still be. The other thing, and if my sister-in-law's hear this, I don't care. The other thing that complicates Thanksgiving is because their kids are so young, they all have to take naps. When my kids were young, nobody cared about the nap schedule. We just had to conform to everybody else. But now that there's a lot of younger kids, I am thrust into this nap schedule world, which I don't really care for, frankly.
So what's the nap schedule? You got to turn down the noise?
No, they can't come to the thing yet.
What you mean?
Like, in my ideal world, Brian, so Lauren's got me waking up and running tomorrow, which I'm not necessarily thrilled about. I got a turkey trot. Then I get to go home. You know one thing they have at the turkey trot?
She running with you?
She said her shin splints are acting up.
So why you got to run if she's not going to run?
Shelby's going to run with her friend. Shelby's a good little runner.
I got to ask these questions.
I'm in charge of Ainsley tomorrow, which is its own challenge.
That shin splints ain't acting up. Boy, you fall for anything. And what that was is, listen, I'm going to chill, and you're going to go through with these damn kids. You got to babysit, like you always say.
Exactly. Now, when you get done with the run, they do have a bar, which is nice. But it's a Bloody Mary bar. I'm not really a Bloody Mary guy.
They're good, though.
You know what I do? I go get a Gatorade, and I have a little caddy cocktail to start my Thanksgiving day.
Mm-hmm.
So from Turkey Trot, we'll probably go back to our house for a while. I would like this event to start around 2. We all get to my in-laws around 2, maybe some apps, hang out for a bit, maybe eat around 4, and then we head home at like 6, 7.
Uh-huh.
I'm home on my couch, in my chair, 3 TVs working.
Keep talking, bro. You might end up on your couch the whole day.
I'm just telling you what I want to happen, Brian.
I'm just saying.
But what doesn't happen, because all these babies need naps, is nothing happens till like 5 because the kids kind of nap from like 2 to 4, and then
you got to wait till the babies nap for you to eat.
Does that make any sense? No,
I like Joyce, and I like Lou, so I'm not trying to get into no issues.
Lou and Joyce will never admit this. I bet they're not thrilled about the nap schedule.
Hell no, it don't make sense. I'm hungry. The baby's going to take a nap because they full.
Right.
Nah, I need to eat.
Right. So.
Well, you know what? Just stop and grab you a snack.
I mean, I will. I still have Paisanos left over. I had that chicken cheesesteak yesterday.
If I was him, I would tell you, you can't come to my house. Stay at your own damn house. But your family can come.
So if I had to guess, and I don't know what the plan is, But my guess is we all go out there around 5, and then it's like appetizers, then dinner. But then all the young kids got to leave, so it just becomes this like very condensed, chaotic couple hours, which is fine. I'm going to sit on the chair. They have great chairs, and I'm going to watch football. Now, will I be locked in every game,
Something
every snap?
To the table tomorrow, right?
No. No. Because Lou and Joyce want to watch the games. Everybody there wants to watch the games, too.
They may not want to watch it now since you've been bashing them on TV,
on
radio.
I don't think I'm bashing anybody.
Oh, this is bashing, Jay.
What is bashing?
You don't like nothing. You don't like the fact that the kids got to go to sleep, and they didn't give you any damn respect when you were on you were when you had the
That
kids,
was a little bashing.
And all this, you bashing them, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, you may get to the door and they may have a hand in your chest.
You know what I'll do? I'll go home and I'll sit in my chair and I'll have three TVs.
Lauren's going to take the keys.
And Lauren will bring me
your chest.
Lauren will bring me leftovers.
You're going to sit on the outside. You got a porch, you'll be on the porch, and not, you're going to be on the back deck.
I may have spoke too much there. That's possible. I will watch all three of the games. I want to ask the boys in the aquarium. You will like the games will be on. I will be watching. I'll be locked into every fourth quarter, certainly. I think that's how most people operate. And what's good about this Thanksgiving, all three games are bangers. We're going to figure out which one's the best. Phone lines open at noon. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking about the young folks. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on the YouTube page, 106.7 The Fan page. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network or wherever you get podcasts, radio, the whole world. I'm curious for the boys. I know White Brian has a long-ass drive. I think he's driving today. White Brian, how much of the games tomorrow will you watch?
I'll watch the first game, half of the second game before we eat dinner. And then fall asleep halfway through the last game.
All right. Now, Jeffrey's probably got like 8 different places he has to go tomorrow, is my guess. Jeff, how much of the games will you watch
tomorrow?
He has
to fry the turkey. I mean, he's going to burn up the turkey tomorrow.
I'm going to watch all the games. I'm going to be at my mom's house tomorrow cooking and stuff. So that's what where I'll be.
So you're just going to your mom's. You're not going to be bouncing around the DMV?
All right, well, I'm going hunting in the morning, and then I'm going to see my dad for, like, brunch because he has to work later, so we always do, like, Thanksgiving brunch. And then I'll go to my mom's.
All right, so Jeff will get to chill and watch.
So if you're going to brunch, where are you going to watch the game if you're sitting at a table?
No, brunch is at my dad's house. We cook.
Oh, at the house. Yeah. Okay.
Also, it used to be a 12:30 start. I just saw this from Earl Forsey. The Detroit game is now at 1 o'clock, not 12:30. So that gives folks a little more time to do stuff in the morning. Jeffrey, you're going to be like me. How many nieces and nephews are going to be running around at your mom's house?
Dude, I don't even know. I just know she told me, yeah, your cousins are bringing their kids too. But
well, Jeff, it doesn't bother me.
I'm the favorite uncle slash big cousin.
Well, easily. Wear that cup because that one little nephew always hit you in the area.
Yeah. I'm already ready for him. He already told me he gonna beat me up this week, so I'm ready.
Jeff, truly,
hey, them little kids, man, they don't know that hurts, man. Hitting the wrong spot. Jeff, you have a grown man running around there with a high pitched voice.
Now, Landfill, I'm guessing you will be asleep until like halftime of the first game, maybe like a 2:30 wake up.
I'll probably be up for most of the first game. Then I'll eat probably before the start of the second. So then I'll be eating slash post-eating napping during the second. And if I'm lucky and I time it right, I will still be sleeping throughout the third game. Maybe I'll wake up for the second half of the third. So I'll probably watch 1.5 games.
1.5 for Landfill. Now, what helps is all three of these games should be good. For years and years and years, that's funny. For years and years and years, the Detroit game sucked because Detroit
sucked.
Yeah,
they were horrible.
So that was the easy game to miss. But all three of these games tomorrow are loaded. Packers, Lions, Chiefs, Cowboys, Bengals, Ravens. What do you think is the best game of the three, B?
Say it again. Bengals, Ravens.
Chiefs, Cowboys. Chiefs, Cowboys. Packers, Lions.
I think the Packers, Lions game is going to be a slobber knocker. I think that game is going to be one of those
division
very
game.
Physical, yeah. Going at each other. I think it'll be electrifying because I think that Dallas and Kansas City are going to be putting up points. And then I think that Joe's going to come out doing a little something, but the Ravens are going to be too much for him. And then that defense is going to just falter.
From a Vegas perspective, I think they have the Cowboys-Chiefs as the highest scoring game of the day. And then Lions-Packers is the lowest scoring game.
Sound like what I just said, Jay.
It does. It does. You could be a line setter, B, a trend setter. I think the biggest favorite is the Ravens are favored by a touchdown. The Chiefs are favored by 3 in Dallas. The Lions are favored by 2.5 at home against the Packers. Of the three teams, the Lions need it. They're right now out of the playoffs.
Yeah, the Chiefs need it.
The Chiefs need it. The Cowboys need it if they're actually going to try to make a run. And the Bengals desperately need it if they're going to try to climb back in this thing.
So it's not going to be some sleepers.
This is like real good football.
I think they get to go out there and they go at it. And I think this is prime Andy Reid territory. It's going to be a play that you go, wow, that's a backyard play. Guaranteed.
Well, the Black Friday game is Bears Eagles. You got a pair of 8-3 division leading teams, and you want to guess the line in that one?
Bears Eagles
in Philly.
In Philly. Yesterday, what was it? Like 7?
Yeah, it's a
touchdown. Did it go down? It's still that?
It's still like it's 7 on FanDuel, 6.5 on DraftKings. So it's pretty much 7. Am I crazy? I kind of like the Bears with the number there. I don't know that you trust Philly's offense.
Well, they're not consistent, but if they explode, they can be a problem for somebody.
Totally. If they can just run the ball consistently. The biggest surprise with Philly is that they have not run the ball consistently like they did last year. But, I mean, that is 4 really good games, and then you've got a ton of really good college games, too. Now, If you are interested, Navy plays Memphis tomorrow night. That's a pretty good second screen operation, I would say. And then Friday, dude, the Egg Bowl was always at night. I don't know what is going on that the Egg Bowl is now a noon kick. And I think, is Mississippi Central time? Is that an 11 a.m. kick?
Well, let me ask you a question. What time is the NFL game? At night, right?
I think it's like a 4 o'clock.
Well, they trying not to go head-to-head with that.
Bears-Eagles is 3 o'clock on Amazon.
Yeah, but still, they're not trying to go head-to-head with that.
Sure. So, Egg Bowl is at noon on Friday. Iowa-Nebraska is at noon on Friday. Then you've got Georgia-Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech getting 13.5 at home.
Georgia Tech can play, bro.
That game's in Atlanta.
Oh, it's in Atlanta. Yeah, but Georgia Tech's in Atlanta. But they're playing at Mercedes-Benz. They're not playing at Bobby Dodd. Is that
what
you're telling me?
Falcon Stadium.
Okay. It'll be all Georgia fans. It probably would have been all Georgia fans if it was.
Well, that was going to be a Georgia Tech home game. Now it's going to be a Georgia home game now.
Now, you can get that at 14, depending where you shop. That's going to be hard for me to ignore, is the Yellow Jackets getting 14 against Georgia. I think, all right, so then the night game. So you could go Egg Bowl at noon, then the NFL game at 3. At night, Texas A&M going to Austin to play Texas. Is that in whatever it is? Daryl Royal Stadium in Austin, or are they playing that in Dallas or something? I think that's just a regular home game for the Longhorns. That, dog, A&M's only laying 2.5 on the road. I kind of like the Aggies to maybe put it down. Two just awesome days of football. Then Saturday there's even more. I know Ohio State Michigan's always a noon kick. Clemson, South Carolina is also a noon kick. Miami with a big game at Pitt. If Miami's going to try to get in the playoff, they need an impressive showing at Pitt. That's a tricky spot. What time is Bama-Auburn? 3:30, or is that a night game?
They moved it to night this year.
Okay. Vandy, Tennessee.
How many points are Auburn getting?
5.5.
5.5? They're going to lose by more than that.
Yeah, that number might be a little short for my taste. I think I'd roll with the Tide. That's a 7:30 kick at War Eagle. So that Auburn crowd will be primed. A game I kind of like, B. What do you think about the Hokies getting 9.5 at Scott Stadium in Charlottesville? UVA has a chance to go to the ACC title game.
Yeah.
This is the Hokie Super Bowl, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a 7 o'clock kick from Charlottesville.
You think Franklin got a little word in? Hey, look, let me just let y'all know, man. We're watching to see who want to be here next year.
Turtles heading to East Lansing, Maryland playing Michigan State at 7 o'clock Saturday night. I'm sure that'll have tens of viewers.
That's messed up.
Yo, Oregon-Washington is a big game, 3:30. Oregon going on the road to Husky Stadium. Obviously, the Ducks got to win that, but that's a big-time rivalry. That people will care about that game. Also, LSU-Oklahoma. Oklahoma firmly in playoff position. I have got to break. I've gone very late. When we come back, we're opening the phones up for Ask B. Mitch Anything. 800-636-1067. Hit us up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.